ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। In honor of the upcoming appearance of Lord Balaram, we're going to today speak about Lord Balaram's visit to Vrindavan. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 65. Lord Balaram visits Vrindavan. Text number 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha Balabhadra Kurushreshta Bhagavan Ratham Astita Suhrid Idrikshur Utkanta Prayayao Nanda Gokulam. Shishuku Uvacha Balabhadra Kurushreshta Bhagavan Ratham Astitaha Suhrid Didritkshur Utkanta Prayayao Nanda Gokulam. Sri Shuka Uvacha Balabhadra Kurushreshta Bhagavan Ratham Astita Suhrid Didrikshur Utkanta Prayayao Nanda Gokulam. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Shukadev Goswami said, Balabhadra, Lord Balaram, Kurushreshta, O best of the Kurus, King Parikshit, Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, Ratham, on his chest, Astita, mounted, Suhrit, his well-wishing friends, Didrikshu, wishing to see, Utkanta, eager, Prayayo, traveled, Nanda Gokulam, to the cowherd village of Nanda Maharaj. Translation and purport, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shukadev Goswami said, O best of the Kurus, once Lord Balaram, eager to visit his well-wishing friends, mounted his chariot and traveled to Nanda Gokul. Purport. As Srila Jiva Goswami points out, Lord Balaram's journey to Sri Vrindavan is also described in the Hari Vamsa, Vishnu Purana, Vishnu Purva. Kasya chedata kalasya smritva gopeshu saudridam jagamaiko vrajang rama krishna yanu matestitaha. Remembering the deep relation, the deep friendship he once enjoyed with the cowherd folk, Lord Rama went alone to Braj, having taken Lord Krishna's permission. The simple residents of Vrindavan were aggrieved that Lord Krishna had gone to live elsewhere, so Lord Balaram went there to console them. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur addresses the question of why Lord Krishna, the great ocean of pure love, did not also go to Braj. In explanation, the Acharya provides the following two verses. Prayasi prema vikyata pitarvati satvaso vatvaso prema vashyascha krishnastam tyaktvana katam eshyati iti matvaiva yadava pratyabadnam harirgato braja prema pravarti sva liladi natvang iyusha. The Yadus thought, the Lord's beloved girlfriends are famous for their pure ecstatic love, and his parents are extremely affectionate toward him. Lord Krishna is controlled by pure love, so if he goes to see them, how will he be able to leave them? How will he be able to leave them and come back to us? With this in mind, the Yadus prevented Lord Hari from going, knowing that he becomes subservient to the pastimes in which he reciprocates the ever-increasing love of the inhabitants of Braj. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Sva Padantikam Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sukadeva Goswami said, O best of the Kurus, once Lord Balaram, eager to visit his well-wishing friends, mounted his chariot and traveled to Nanda Gokul. So from Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada explains this pastime, that although Krishna left Braj and left his mother and father, all his cowherd friends and gopis, so Balaram and Krishna were both feeling separation from Vrindavan, and Balaram was very eager, says that he is very eager to visit his well-wishing friends. So taking permission from his little brother, Krishna, Balaram decided to come from Dwarka to visit again in Vrindavan. So I'm sure, as described here, Krishna also wanted to come and pay visit. But the strong attraction from his family members, the Yadu dynasty, they thought, if Krishna goes back to Vrindavan, then he's just going to remember all of his old friends, old fond memories and pastimes of mother, father, what to speak of the gopis, Srimati Radharani, the forest of Vrindavan. No, we cannot let him go. Not that they could force Krishna, but Krishna is playing Leela. Krishna has his pastimes. He had to perform his Dwarka Leela as well, and Kurukshetra, and so many wonderful pastimes. The Lord appeared for a specific reason, paritranaya sadunang vinashaya cha duskritam, to annihilate the miscreants and atheistic rascals, and to give pleasure to the devotees. So Lord Balaram, he came back to Vrindavan, and was very warmly and lovingly greeted by his mother and father, Nanda Yashoda. And they give such love. They wanted to express that, yes, you are our son as well. And he gave exchanges of, smiling glances and exchanges for friends. And he equally reciprocated the love of each person. And, you have some very close friends, then you give a warm hug and embrace. You want to give to everyone, but it just certain people have different relationships. So Lord Balaram was expressing his feelings of love and loving exchange with the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And naturally, after greeting mother and father and all his friends, the gopis were very eager and curious to know. So, is Krishna happy with his queens, or is he happy not visiting his mother and father? Yeah, they were speaking in a bit of a angry, sarcastic way that, you know, how is it that we've left our mothers and fathers and responsibilities and dedicated our lives and performed such service, heartfelt devotional service to Krishna, but he is so ungrateful that he just left us here brokenhearted. He said the wise city women will not fall for his tactics. So in this way, if Krishna can forget us, why can't we forget Krishna? So let us not discuss this Krishna anymore. So in this way, they were feeling bruised by Krishna's leaving Vrindavan. Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shishi Gorni Thai ki jai. Radha Shama Sundarita Vishaka Devi ki jai. But Balaram, he had a note from Krishna, because Balaram was very expert at soothing people and making things correct. And this note from Krishna was one saturated with love and feeling for the gopis, because it's not out of any feelings of not wanting to be in Vrindavan, but he's performing his duties. He's performing his lila, setting a good example. How we have to see it in full context of how Krishna is doing that. So Lord Balaram, after reading and explaining Krishna's love and appreciation of the gopis, and these are expressions that made the gopis feel so much more happy and satisfied, and they were remembering Krishna's beauty, and they were remembering the loving affairs that they were engaged in together in Vrindavan, and all the services that were rendered. And this way, all of the gopis, when they had the association of Krishna, they felt very, very happy, and they were very strongly meditating on the Lord. But after Krishna left, their meditation became even more intense. They could not forget Krishna for a moment. And although there was suffering and pain for not having Krishna so-called physically present, but they're in their mind and their meditation, by their constant meditation and love, Krishna was present for them in that remembrance. So Balaram, he was very beautifully decorated with forest flowers and beautiful earrings. Also, the hair was very nicely tied in a knot, and had his blue garments on. It's described that he is actually providing pleasure to Krishna all the time in all the different rasas. And the neutrality rasa, he expands as Brajabhumi. This Vrindavan, actually Brajmandal, is an expansion of Lord Balaram. And Krishna's crown and jewels and ornaments and throne, this is all Shesha Naga, which is an incarnation of Lord Balaram. So all the paraphernalia of Krishna is an expansion of Lord Balaram for his pleasure in his lila. maybe difficult to, you know, try to understand. But Balaram is Krishna's first expansion, so they're both, Krishna and Balaram are the same. Ekale Ishvar Krishna Arsha Britya. They're the supreme lords and everyone else is servant. And it's also described that unless one receives the mercy of Balaram or Lord Nityananda, so Lord Balaram, he comes in Ram Chandra Leela as Lakshman, his younger brother, performing services for Ramchandra, and in Kali Yuga as the brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda's blessings, by his mercy, one can approach Radha Krishna. So in Braj, in the same way, we pray to Lord Balaram, Haladar, Baladev, Balabhadra. These are all names of Lord Balaram, showing exquisite strength, the powerful Ram. And that strength comes as spiritual strength for us. He's the original guru, original master. And by giving pleasure to Lord Balaram, by calling out his name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Rama is Balaram, also Ramachandra. And this is Krishna, none different than Krishna. These are all names of God. So in Lord Balaram, he stayed for 2 months in Vrindavan during that time. It's described March, April, May, from March to April, 2 months. And although he spent time with mother, father, gopis, and gopas, he actually performed pastimes with his own set of gopis. Those gopis which were too young during the time when Krishna performed his Rasa Leela and pastimes of love in Vrindavan, they had the opportunity now to associate with Lord Balaram. It's described that he performed in Sri Ram Ghat, a different place other than where Lord Krishna performed his Rasa Leela. And for those 2 months, every evening was a different experience, something fresh and exciting. And to Lord Balaram, it seemed like one day. The entire 2 months just passed so quickly. How long did Rasa Leela last? A day of Brahma? One night of Brahma. Night or day, still a very, very long time. So somehow or other, when you're having fun, time goes by very quickly. So Balaram was having sporting activities, and there was a pastime when Varuni, the goddess of Jamuna, they produced nectar from honey, and Lord Balaram was drinking this nectar and enjoying, and he wanted to sport and have fun in the Jamuna, just like many times devotees go and want to sport in the waters of the Jamuna. But somehow or other, when he was calling Jamuna, she said, no, you're a little intoxicated. I'm not coming. And Balaram became very angry. Said, so with his plow, he started to pull Jamuna and created many tributaries, and Jamuna was starting to break apart. So Kalindi came very quickly, Jamuna, and offered respect that, oh, somehow I was not aware or I've forgotten your supreme majesty. Please forgive me that you are the supreme lord. I am your servant. So in this way, Balaram performed many wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan. I know one time he wanted to take Krishna's peacock feather and his flute. He asked Krishna, can I take your peacock feather and flute? So Krishna gave permission. So Balaram, he went off and started playing the flute and with the peacock feather enjoying. And at this time, that rascal Kamsa was going to send the Keshi demon to kill Krishna. So Keshi demon said, well, how will I recognize Krishna? Oh, no problem. He's wearing a peacock feather and playing his flute. You'll recognize, don't worry. So Keshi demon came to Vrindavan, stormed in, very ferocious. Ah, there he is, with the peacock feather playing flute. So immediately came and kicked Balaram. And Balaram went flying a great distance. And Keshi thought, no, now I've killed Krishna. So he walked off thinking, I did my duty, I killed this Krishna. And Balaram, out of pastime, of course, he could have very easily taken care of Keshi demon. He somehow got up from that kick and is still feeling pain from the severe blow of Keshi demon. He went home and sat on his mother's lap, was a little hungry and tired, and went to sleep, you know. And he told Krishna, he said, you know, here, take your peacock feather and your flute. I don't want to borrow this anymore from you. It's too much trouble. And he told him, this one big demon came and kicked me really, really badly. So Krishna put on his peacock feather, put his flute in his belt, and he went off and kicked and beat Keshi demon to death. So these are some of the pastimes. Also another pastime. Maybe we'll hear more during Lord Balaram's appearance day. But again, Balaram was enjoying with his gopis and friends, or gopis. And is that the arrive at the mountain where Pralambasura, that this big gorilla, monkey, when Balaram was playing and the breeze was blowing, the smelling of the flowers and the aroma, everything was very beautiful. They say, actually, during the summer, Vrindavan is very hot. Anyone have that experience, that it's very hot during the summer? Yes. The sun is very piercing and very scorching. But when Krishna and Balaram were present, it actually was a soothing atmosphere. Everything was green. Breezes were blowing. And it was very aromatic and very pleasurable. There was no anxiety. So Balaram was playing and sporting again, having his fun with the nectar that he was drinking. And this Dvavida gorilla, he was very, very puffed up, very arrogant. And he started jumping from tree to tree. Monkeys can cause trouble. Like I know, I just bought two new mirrors for my motorcycle because they ripped my motorcycle mirrors off. And then I went home yesterday, again, they ripped the mirrors off and ripped my seat to pieces. So they're just mischievous. You know, they jump from tree to tree, and he was making all these sounds and noises. And then he started getting more and more bold. He started, you know, showing his behind and lower parts to the gopis, and showing his teeth and moving his eyebrows around and really being an obnoxious monkey, gorilla. And got to the point where he actually took Balaram's pot of nectar and smashed it. And Balaram was getting really upset with this Dvavida gorilla. And it got to the point where Balaram took out his club to fight with Dvavida, and Dvavida started uprooted a tree. It's very powerful, very big gorilla. And then tried to beat Balaram, but Balaram completely got rid of the tree. So tree after tree after tree, all the trees were completely uprooted. And Balaram was just completely destroying all the trees. And then he started throwing rocks, big rocks, at Balaram, trying to kill him. And there was a commentary that sport in America, I guess baseball, here it's cricket, that sport of wanting to hit rocks with a wooden bat or something, that comes from Lord Balaram. See, everything is the source of everything is from Balaram. So now don't go playing cricket right after this, okay? But he broke all the rocks to little pebbles and to pieces. And so Dvavida was getting frustrated that this Balaram, he's not he's not cooperating with my scheme to, you know, cause him punishment. So with his fists, he came to pound on Balaram. And Balaram thought, that's it, you know, this gorilla's gone too far. So he put his plow, he put his club down. He figured, well, I'm not going to fight him with a weapon. He's coming with his fist. So Lord Balaram hit his collarbone with his fist, and the Vida gorilla just went down, bleeding, and he was finished. Lord Balaram ki. So Balaram is very, very powerful. And these next few days, in particular, we're fixing our mind to renew our devotion, our dedication. Things deteriorate in this world. Just like you build a house, and after a short time, the plaster starts peeling off. Especially here in Braj, the salt affects it and cracks and starts deteriorating to the point where it falls apart. So you need to rebuild it. So things sometimes deteriorate, and whatever shortcomings we're having in our own devotional activities and practices, by remembering these pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of Balaram and Krishna coming to Mathura, Balaram coming to Vrindavan, his loving exchanges with his devotees, the cowherd boys, Nanda, Yashoda, his Leela, and the killing of the demons and giving pleasure to devotees. One who remembers these Leelas and hears them is awarded pure devotional service. Actually, our own devotional service is re-sparked. You know, sometimes the fire is going out, so you fan it, and give it some fuel, and it sparks up again. So this process of hearing in the assembly of devotees together, we're glorifying the Lord. We're glorifying Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram himself, who appeared in this age of Kali Yuga to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. Jagai, Madhai. You know, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one cannot make advancement in life. Because Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda, they don't accept the offenses. Because we're committing offenses due to our conditioned bodily embodiment, due to the mind, due to the senses that we have strong desire to enjoy in this material world. But somehow, Lord Nityananda and Lord Nityananda Balaram, same personality, they're very, very kind, very merciful. And if one calls out their name and tries to render some service, the Lord is very pleased. He's very happy. Just like if you offer somebody with a genuine heart, to what can I do for you, Prabhu? Some service? Well, you know, you feel kind of indebted, you know, that this is a nice devotee. You know, he's genuinely trying to render service. Even when we're calling out the Maha Mantra, it's described Hare. You know, we're calling out the Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani notices, oh, nice devotee. Krishna, this is a nice devotee. He's calling for you. You give him your blessings. So we're das, das, anu das. We want to become servant in the mentality of following Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. Because we're all servants. Either we're serving our family, our nation, our community, our bodies, or we become servants of our spiritual master. Because, you know, it's a voluntary. That we have a choice. That's what human life is. Because some people say, why doesn't Krishna make everyone Krishna conscious? He's God. You know, he can make us Krishna conscious. There's no choice. You can't say, love me. You must love me. When Ravana stole Sita, he's trying to convince her, I'm great, I'm powerful, I'm a king, you can have opulence, you can have everything, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. But he had a curse that if he forced himself, he would die. He could not so you cannot force love. If we act in such a way thinking that, you know, I want you to love me, I force you to love me,
This is not love. This is force. So we are hearing about the beauty. It described that Krishna, there's some history that there was a black hair and a white hair given to Devaki, and the black, Krishna, Balaram came out whitish, like crystal, and Krishna came out black. There's many stories, but Krishna's blackness is like the rain clouds. We've been seeing a lot of rain clouds lately, but it's a beautiful kind of bluish black hue. And there's a super special effulgence that emanates. This effulgence, the sun is like has an effulgence. It has the rays of the sun, and the sun is stealing that effulgence from Krishna. It's actually a reflection of Krishna's effulgence. And so, when Lord Balaram appears, described like millions of moons. You know, the moon is very soothing. You look in the sky, or after a very hot day in Vrindavan, and then night comes, and the cooling moon rays are giving us pleasure. So it's described like millions of moons that Lord Balaram, so soothing. So unfortunately, materialistic people are looking for happiness elsewhere. They're looking, let me get my MBA, my PhD, let me accumulate wealth, have a nice family, many nice possessions, I'll become happy. But there is no happiness in a material world. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have Krishna book, so many amazing stories. But the covering of illusion of Maya makes us think, well, these are just stories, fairy tales. Prabhupada often tells how the scientists want to disprove God by saying that material existence is simply a combination of chemicals, of material ingredients. So one PhD scholar, he got a Nobel Prize for proving by four or five different elements combined together, you can produce life. So he's giving this lecture in California stating there is no God. There's this. It's all based on science, evolution. So Swarup Damodar at that time, also a PhD candidate, said, my dear sir, if I give you those elements, can you produce life? Oh, that I cannot say. But I'm speaking that life is coming from these material elements and chemicals, but if I give you those chemicals, you cannot produce life. Then sometime in the future we'll do, in the future. So these are empty promises. Actually, the real scientist is Veda Vyas, Narada Muni, the great acharyas, the great teachers. And the example, very good example, of our inability to understand the absolute truth, the power of Balaram, the power of Krishna, or the spiritual kingdom, is like the frog in the well. One frog happened to see the ocean, Pacific Ocean, and he went back to his friend in his little village that was living in a small well, maybe 8 foot by 8 foot, or six, how big are the wells? 6 foot by 6 foot? Not so big. So the one frog saying, oh, I saw this huge, huge body of water. You cannot believe how big it was. Well, how big is it? Is it twice the size of this well? And Prabhupada would give the example, the frog would, like puff up his body. Is it twice the size? Is it three times the size? Is it five times the size of this well? And he burst his body in this way. So the materialistic so-called educators and scientists cannot imagine the depth or the intricacies of the spiritual kingdom. Who was it? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was putting out a periodical regularly concerning activities going on in the spiritual world. And people were questioning, why is it daily? How can you speak about so many things daily? And he gave the example like of a banyan tree. A little tiny seed of a banyan tree can produce another huge banyan tree, who can produce unlimited fruits. I mean, look at God. He's produced mankind, who can produce, we're producing people, living entities constantly, and things are growing and developing. So this one tiny little universe is beyond our imagination. And Krishna's activities that he performed thousands of years ago, they may seem fantastic for the person who just has the experience of life in this age, in this time. But the great acharyas and sages are not simply spending time writing fairy tales and just to sell books or, you know, do a good business. They're actually speaking the truth, the absolute truth. And everything is based on faith. You hear something on CNN or, you know, some ABC, NBC, that this is happening, that's that. You think, oh, it's a credible. I see it on my TV. It must be true. I hear it on the news. We hear something from our teachers and philosophers, and we accept that as the absolute truth. But the more we apply ourselves to this process of bhakti, this process of chanting the Lord's holy name, because our mind is covered by anger, lust, greed, a desire to enjoy this physical existence, and not understanding that we've existed in the past. This body is temporary. We exist now. We continue to exist after this body is finished. And that not only are we situated as a spirit soul, Satchidananda, within the body, but the Lord, Krishna and Balaram, are in the heart of every living being. And they're giving guidance and direction to everyone. If someone wants to try to make a progress by spiritual development, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, they get the opportunity to come in contact with a devotee. They get an opportunity to come in contact with the chanting of the holy name. Because in every scripture, the Bible says, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, one should call out the name of God. And what does that mean? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chanting has been going on for millions and millions of years. And it's recorded in the Vedic literature. And these are just names of God sung in various melodies by the great teachers, the great acharyas. And although we have philosophy, yesterday we heard some, His Holiness Prabodhananda Saraswati gave some very nice philosophical and Leela pastimes, so many stories. So there's no lack of philosophy and culture, tradition, and history. But the chanting of the holy name, Lord Chaitanya's calling, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. The Lord is saying, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in illusion in the lap of the witch called Maya? And whenever the sun would rise, the Lord would take his devotees with him, chanting and dancing all together. We hear the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all the different acharyas are singing, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram himself. So the brothers, God, Krishna Balaram appeared again as Gaur Nitai, Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. And they've given us the religion, the process of awakening our spiritual life by this Sankirtan movement. So this is why people may wonder, well, why are we reading scores in front of the deities? What's that all about? So we're reading the book scores to the deities because they came for this mission of delivering the fallen conditioned souls. And Prabhupada said that anyone who touches my book, reads one line, one word, he has an opportunity to start his devotional life. So we are instruments, we are servants of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada's mission was distributing the message of the Goswamis, distributing the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and delivering Krishna Balaram and the beautiful pastimes of Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, Lalita, Vishakha, Anangamanjari. Many beautiful stories and pastimes are there. But we cannot enter into these pastimes until we embrace the chanting of the holy name. And to convince us of the chanting of the holy name, there's beautiful literatures like Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So they go hand in hand. Bhagavat Vidhi, you know, the deity worship is essential for us. We're all neophytes. So by decorating the deities beautifully and worshiping the deity, we're cleansing our heart. And then another sort of deity worship is the chanting of the Lord's holy name. When the devotees sit together and sing and dance, this is also deity worship. And during Bhagavatam class, this is also kirtan. We've heard many times. The glorification of the Lord is also kirtan. So there are beautiful narrations of Lord Balaram coming to Vrindavan and having loving exchanges with all the devotees. So we should remember the Lord, increase our hearing and chanting, and in this way give pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. So I'd like to stop there. Shri Balaram ki jai. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu, Shamika Rishi. Dravida Gorilla helped Ramchandra during his pastimes. What made him change to become the enemy of Lord Balaram? It's a good question. He assisted Lord Ramchandra in the pastime of bringing back Sita from Sri Lanka. So what made him change? I think he was just being a gorilla. I don't know that he was, he just saw these activities going on. Sometimes monkeys are mischievous. So although he received, I'm sure, blessings, but then imagine what kind of immeasurable blessing it is to be personally killed by the Supreme Lord, to be in the association of the Supreme Lord. So although from our point of view or from our standpoint, we think, well, you know, how could he turn against the Lord? But somehow or other, even Putana, you know, she's going to be like the mother giving milk to Krishna. But she was thinking, I'm going to poison him. But Krishna said, no, she's like my nurse, my mother, let her go back home. So we cannot understand how Krishna is giving blessings and favor, but Dravida Gorilla was very blessed to be personally touched by the Supreme Lord and given liberation in this way. So maybe that was his good fortune for assisting Lord Ram, that he got to personally come face to face with Sri Balaram. That's my understanding. Oh, he has some bad association later on. So we should be careful. We have now great opportunity, but due to bad association, we could become a rascal. I described about Shantaras, how Lord Balaram's assisting Krishna. Other rasas, yes? You want more rasas? Well, it's described that his friend, that Balaram is Krishna's best friend, Dasya, you know, and he's also in the mood of Vatsalya, in the form that he is very protective of Krishna. Although he knows that Krishna is very, very powerful, he won't leave him alone in the forest for any reason, thinking that Krishna might be in danger. And also he told Subal, he said, tell Krishna today he should not go to Kaliya, or Kaliya God or whatever, because today's his birthday and I want to help Mother Yashoda in bathing Krishna. So he also takes the form of Anangamanjari, they describe, and who's intimately associated with Lalita and Vishakha in the performing loving pastimes, making tasteful arrangements for Krishna in Madhurya. So the different pastimes, the shanta, or the neutrality is the dam and his paraphernalia, then like a servant, he's always the he wants to serve Krishna in so many ways. Balaram is the best servant, and then best friend. They're always playing together, many games, and you know how brothers are, they play, they're friends. But he's the older brother, so he took a parental vatsalya, and then he's also involved in giving Krishna the highest pleasure. So now we'll do kirtan. I see they're ready. Shri Balaram ji ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.